It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO, our last game of 2015. As after tonight's contest, we'll be taking a little break until the new year in 2016. As we come to you live from Lauren Central School tonight, it's the boys' championship contest of the Pat Grasso Tournament, a longtime tournament here at Lauren Central School. And boy, folks, we got a treasure of a matchup here tonight for you. It's Lauren's hosting South Courtright. These two teams met in the Section 4 Class D Finals a year ago up at Oneonta State. They return a lot of players from those two teams, and it should be a great matchup here in tonight's contest. Welcome into the Chambers in O'Hara Auto Center Tip-Off Show, located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly sneak in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Folks, let me tell you, there's only seating on one side of the gym here in Lawrence, but it is absolutely packed. If you can picture Bainbridge-Guilford, it's the same type of setup. A newer, larger gym that has a ton of seating, and there is not a seat to be had. We're on the opposite side of the floor tonight, over in between the benches by the scorer's table. So we have a bird's eye view here at midcourt for this contest between the Rams of the Delaware League and the Leopards of the Tri-Valley League. And boy, we saw a great contest last year up at Suco between these two teams. Went right down to the wire. I mean, the last 10 seconds to decide this game between South Courtright and Lawrence last year. There was a controversial call at the buzzer as South Courtright went down. They were driving the baseline. They went up. A layup was made, but a charge was called. You know, and everyone just kind of had to let it go. It was one of those 50-50 calls that, you know, it could go either way. It went Lawrence's way that night, and they advanced to the state tournament, and they had a heck of a matchup against New York Mills up at Suco the next weekend, and were very close. They just lost that game by single digits in the end, and were knocked out of the state tournament. So two good teams with two excellent coaches. We have Lawrence head coach Andy Carr, who I like to call the scouting master. If you go to a game anywhere in the Tri-Counties, he somehow is there, and he's taking notes and making sure that his team is ready when Lawrence is going to face that team. On the other side is, of course, longtime South Courtright head coach Bob Van Valkenburg, and his resume speaks for itself. Everything that he has done with South Courtright in all three sports, athletic director, as well as coaching boys soccer, boys basketball, and baseball. And he has just done so many things, including a state championship just a couple of years ago for the South Courtright boys back in 2009. That was such a great team to watch. A lot of great players, and he's had so many good players over the years, and he's got a team that is now ranked in the states. They are 8-0 so far this year, so they are ranked 13th in this week's New York State polls in Class D, and I think we'll see them continue to rise as they come in with the 8-0 record. Lawrence is 6-2. Their two losses were down in the South DWI tournament to much bigger schools. They were down there playing Class B and Class A schools, so that's their two losses, but everything else at the Class D level that has been thrown at them, they have certainly had the ability to handle. So it's going to be a fun contest here tonight as we get set for the national anthem and the starting lineups. And boy, just a cast of characters on both sides. You look at Lawrence, they have a starting lineup that averages 6'2", 6'3". So they have a lot of size that South Courtright is going to have to deal with. On the other side, for Courtright, a lot of quick guards. And one of the best players in the area, Ty Lamport, he's only 49 points away from breaking 1,000. And he is only a junior and plays AAU up in Albany and certainly does a fantastic job. So it's going to be a back-and-forth battle. Both of these teams looking to be tested at the Class D level tonight for the first time. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you set with the starting lineups here for tonight's contest between Lawrence and South Courtright, the Pat Grasso Tournament here on WCDO and WCDOSports.com. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull for CDO Sports.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. A packed house here tonight at Lawrence Central School as we get set for the Coach Pat Grasso Tournament, the tournament finals here between the South Courtright boys and the Lawrence boys. The Delaware League versus the Tri-Valley tonight, and a rematch of the Section 4 Class D finals from just a year ago. First, the starting lineup for the visiting South Courtright Rams: a junior, number 11, Brandon Porter; a junior, number 12, Ty Lamport. Again, he's only 49 points away from 1,000, and he's only a junior. The leader, a senior, number 14, Griff Metzko. And a senior number 22, Brett Post, and his brother, a junior number 24, Andrew Post, down low for South Courtright and head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. For head coach Andy Carr, the Lawrence boys, again, this starting five averaging 6'2". They start with a senior guard number 20, Sean Rockwell. A senior number 32, Anthony Monaco. He's about 6'5", down low. A junior number 33, the point guard Mason Weir. Everything seems to start and end with Mason Weir for Lawrence. A junior, number 42, Jared Benjamin, and a junior, number 44, Josh Wyckoff. Again, this is a very tall starting lineup for a Class D team in the Tri-Valley, about 6'2", 6'3", and a talented group. Lawrence will be in the home white uniforms tonight with the red and the black trim. Says Lawrence in red lettering across the front of the uniform there. South Courtright will be in the royal blue road uniforms with the white trim. Says South Courtright in white lettering across the front of their uniforms. So again, folks, a packed gym. It's standing room only. As I look across to the side of the gymnasium where the seating is, there's literally people standing by the doors waiting to get in to hopefully just have a spot to stand in the corner on the one side, because every single seat seems to be gone here tonight in Lawrence. There was people that got here for the consolation match, which Milford defeated Hancock, just so they could get a seat for this one. So that game was pretty packed as well. So here we go. South Courtright will go left to right to start things off. Lawrence right to left. It's our last game before the New Year's break. So sit back, enjoy this one tonight here, folks. Going to be a great matchup between the Rams and the Leopards. Again, a rematch of last year's Section 4 Class D Championship Contest. And Ty Lamport will jump it up here for South Courtright. He's probably one of their taller players on the floor, about standing 6'3". And Jared Benjamin will jump it up for Lawrence. The Lawrence fans, as is tradition here for the Leopards, on their feet until Lawrence scores the first basket. It'll be the guard play of South Courtright against the big guys of Lawrence here tonight. The Zebra crew about to jump it up, and we are underway. The game of the year so far in Class D underway tonight in Lawrence. And Lawrence wins the tip. Mason Weir with the ball. And South Courtright's going to go for a 2-3 zone on defense. Here's Rockwell to the left side, across for Weir, surveying his options in front of the packed house on the far side of the floor. Here's Rockwell for a 3 downtown. No good. Rebound for Benjamin. Lost it on the floor, but Monaco is there. Kicks it out for Weir. Step in 2-point jumper is pure. And the bucket is good for Mason Weir. And it's a 2-0 lead. And Lawrence is going to come with the full court pressure. And now this will be a turnover, it looks like, for South Courtright as they tried to bring it up the left wing, and it was tipped out of bounds. So that good full court pressure off the made basket gives the ball back to Lawrence. They have a 2-0 lead, 7:20 to go in this first quarter. Here's Rockwell left side, up to the top of the zone here for Monaco. Very active 2-3 zone with Lamport and Porter at the top of it for South Courtright. Right side for Mason Weir. Gets into the paint. Kick out for Rockwell. Down low. Left block here for Monaco. Up off the glass and in for Monaco. He puts it home. He averages in double figures, and he's off to a good start tonight. It's a 4-0 lead. Here's Lamport trying to get South Courtright on the board. Little up and under is off the mark. No good, and a rebound for the Leopards. So Lawrence leads South Courtright 4-0. 6:45 to go first quarter. Weir finds Monaco. Right side jumper, no good. Rebound for Benjamin. Loose in the paint, and South Courtright will come away with it. Long baseball pass ahead here for Porter. Gets it to Lamport. 360 spin move, and he got it. Beautiful falling away jumper there for Ty Lamport. And again, he came into tonight's contest only 49 away from 1,000 points, and he's only a junior. So that cuts it to 4-2. Ball loose on the floor. Monaco picks up the loose change. Off the glass, no good. Rebound here for Wyckoff, and he's fouled. Much to the dismay of the South Courtright faithful. Folks, I'm not kidding. They're even sitting in the walkway where you'd go up in the bleachers just to get a seat. And is that packed on that far side? 6:15 to go in the first quarter. It's 4-2. And here is Josh Wyckoff standing about 6'4 at the line. First shot is no good. Not enough mustard on that one. Hit the front rim and died down. So Wyckoff is at the line ready for his second shot. We just have a quick announcement here. I guess the parking lot is so full that they are now saying that cars need to be moved that have parked illegally. So a little break in the game there. You don't see that one every day, but that's how packed it is to get into this contest tonight. Second shot is off for Wyckoff. And now Courtright with the rebound. Lamport brings it up the floor. It's Lawrence 4, South Courtright 2 at a boys' contest here, the Grasso Tournament Final Championship. Down low, turnaround shot here for Post is no good. Rebounded by Mason Weir. That was Brett Post for South Courtright on the little hook shot, and it was no good. Monaco to the right side. He's in the corner on the baseline. Will reverse for Rockwell. Left side, 3-ball. That one is good. Sean Rockwell from downtown. And that gives Lawrence a 7-2 lead. And they're looking to trap here on this press. They get it ahead for Metzko. The senior leader, Metzko. Pull-up jumper is short. No good. Ball loose on the floor, and Metzko will chase it down. 7-2 is the score. Lawrence on top with 5.5 to go. First quarter live on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Metzko with the ball, top of the key, and to the right side for Porter. Now for Lamport in the corner. They work it around on top of this zone that Lawrence has presented on defense. Kick out now for Post. Shot from the left side is no good, and Wyckoff rips down the rebound. That was Brett Post coming up short on the jumper. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. It's Lawrence 7, South Courtright 2. Monaco to the baseline, and he's fouled on the floor before he put up the jumper. So 5:03 to go in this first quarter, and I believe they're going to get the foul there on Brett Post. And South Courtright wants to take a timeout to talk things over. We'll take a break as well. 5:03 to go, first quarter. It's Lawrence 7, Courtright 2 on CDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch, and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado. Energy for every part of life.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Lawrence jumps out to a 7-2 lead over South Courtright in the Grasso Finals here in the boys' tournament. Live from Lawrence Central School tonight, 5 minutes to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Glad to have you along tonight here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Rockwell, right side, three ball again, got it. Sean Rockwell with 2 3-pointers for Lawrence. And it's Lawrence 10, South Courtright 2. Porter brings it up the floor, left side now for South Courtright. They're in the navy, the royal blue, with the white trim. Lamport at the top of the key. He's got Monaco draped all over him. Passes off for Metzko. Baseline drive inside for Andrew Post. He goes up and is fouled and will go to the line. We'll see who it's on here for Lawrence. Ty Swantak will check into the ball game here for South Courtright with 4.5 to go in this first quarter. And Andrew Post will head to the line to try to calm things down here for the Rams. They trail by 8 with 4.5 to go first quarter. First shot is up for Post and off the rim, no good. Just died up there on the front of the rim. And Swantak will have to wait to come in as he's going in for the shooter, Andrew Post. Second shot coming, trying to get some momentum back here for the Rams. 4.5 to go in this first quarter. Second shot is up and good there for Andrew Post. So he makes his foul shot. He'll come over and have a quick word with head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. And the sophomore, Ty Swantak, wearing number 3, steps into the contest. He's got some size as well, standing about 6'1", wearing number 3. 10-3 now to score. Lawrence leading South Courtright in a matchup of two very good Class D teams tonight. They met in the Section 4 Class D Finals a year ago up at Succo. And now down the left side will be a travel on Rockwell, as he got trapped in the corner, had nowhere to go. Rockwell with a game-high 6 points so far on 2 3-pointers. 4:20 to go in the first quarter, and Lawrence still with the press, and it's 10-3. Lawrence on top of Courtright, and here is Lamport. They break the press ahead for Metzko. A little two-on-one off for Swantak, up and in. So fresh off the bench, he puts it home off the assist from Metzko, and it's 10-5 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mason Weir will walk it up. A little pressure here coming from South Courtright, but they'll back off as they get towards midcourt. And here's Mason Weir passing it up for Rockwell at the top of the key, gets into the paint, tries to kick it back out. Weir somehow finds the loose ball. The jumper is partially blocked by Lamport, and out of bounds it goes. We'll stay with Lawrence with 3:48 to go in the first quarter. It's Lawrence 10 and South Courtright 5. Monaco will inbound underneath the basket by the right block. Lawrence going right to left. Weir gets the ball in. Deep three, dies on the front rim, and a rebound here for Brett Post. Outlet pass here for Lamport. Down the right side, looking to go coast to coast. Takes it in, and a charge is called here on Lamport. With 3:37 to go in the first quarter, and he was speeding towards the basket there. And that will be his first foul. And Lamport is going to have to stay out of foul trouble here for South Courtright as he does a little bit of everything for the Rams. So 3:35 to go first quarter. It's Lawrence 10, South Courtright 5 in the Grasso Finals tonight in Lawrence. Leopards bring the ball up. Rockwell with a quick jumper left side, no good. Didn't really even get the offense set. Tipped out of bounds there and will remain with Lawrence. So Monaco again will inbound underneath the bucket as they'll set up the four-corner inbound play. Monaco again to the top of the key, finds Mason Weir. Pump fakes on the three. Now for Monaco right side. Dribble drive here, and we'll have a foul. And now this is going to be a push-off elbow called on Monaco as he just tried to get some separation between him and the defender, Brett Post. And that's going to be the second foul, I believe, on Monaco with 3:19 to go in this first quarter. And it looks like head coach Andy Carr is going to roll the dice and keep Monaco in there. That's three team fouls on South Courtright and two on Lorenz. Back the other way, and Swantak is going to miss a right-handed layup here, and Lorenz will pick up the loose change. Weir down the floor, dribble drive, finds Monaco. Monaco got his pocket picked by Griff Metzko, and down the floor he goes, left side. Metzko with the layup, misses, but Lamport is there to pick it up. Lamport with the old tip drill just knocked it off the glass and in, and all of a sudden it's a three-point game. Lorenz 10, South Courtright 7. You knew the Rams were going to make a little run. It just was at what point. And now a steal by Metzko as they get to half court. Finds Lamport, dribble drive, fadeaway jumper, and he's fouled as he misses in the paint. Boy, a shifty move there by Lamport. Looked like he was going in for the right-handed layup instead with the pullback jumper, and he's fouled. And that will be the first foul on Wyckoff. Lamport with 4 points will go to the line. With 2:38 to go in the first quarter, it's Lorenz 10, South Courtright 7 in the Grasso Tournament Finals here tonight from Lorenz. So Lamport to the line with a team-high 4 points. First shot is up and off the rim. Boy, it got eerily quiet in here during that first foul shot. Now Ari Brunson will come in for South Courtright, replacing Brett Post. Brunson is a junior with some good size as well, about 6'1", 6'2", here for South Courtright. Second shot coming for standout Ty Lamport. That one rattles out, hit both sides of the rim, and then popped up and out. 2:35 to go first quarter. It's Lorenz 10, South Courtright 7. Weir brings it up the floor in the white with the black and red trim for the Lorenz Leopards. Passes to the far side. Now for Benjamin. Monaco has subbed out of the game, so Andy Carr takes him out because he had those two fouls. Now Weir to the far side of the pass is up over his head by Caleb Kane, who came in there for Monaco. Just trying to get his feet underneath him there and had a pass that was too tall for Weir. Possession goes right back to the Rams. 2:15 to go first quarter. It's 10-7. Lorenz on top of South Courtright. To the far side now as they go left to right. Metzko with a dribble drive. Left-handed floater is no good. Looked like he got hit in the arm there, but no call from the officials. Three team fouls on both sides for Lorenz and South Courtright. Lorenz leading SK 10-7. Here's Rockwell left side. He has 6 of the 10 points so far for Lorenz. Gets it into the corner. Rockwell, the lefty, down low for Benjamin at the right block, and a traveling violation here on Benjamin with 1:46 to go in the quarter. Gives the ball back to South Courtright. Both teams just kind of feeling each other out. A little pressure coming from both sides, and Lamport will walk it up the floor with 1:40 to go in this first quarter. Lamport against the 2-3 zone that Lorenz has presented here on defense. Lamport, top of the key, three ball, straightaway swish from downtown for Lamport. He's got 7 of the 10, and we're tied up 10-10. 8-0 run here for South Courtright. Weir will bring it up the floor. Kind of going one-on-one at the moment against Lamport. Boy, that's a fun matchup to watch. Weir gets it across the timeline in the big Lorenz L at half court. Weir to the left side, lost the handle, but gets it into the corner. Now back to the top of the key for Benjamin. Benjamin back to Weir. He's got a left side three. That one rims out, but Wyckoff picks up the loose ball for Lorenz as it pops free. Weir gets it back into the paint. His shot is short, but again, follows his shot, gets his own rebound. Out front for Rockwell. Fadeaway three, no good. Ball is still loose on the floor here. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. We'll have a jump ball as it's a pile of bodies down underneath the basket. What a flurry there on that series. Both teams wrestling, scrambling, fighting for that ball. And the possession arrow will give it back to the SK Rams with 49 seconds to go in the first quarter, and it's 10-10. Great contest so far. Lawrence jumped out to a 10-2 lead, but South Courtright has kind of weathered the storm and gotten back into it. And we're tied up at 10 with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lamport to the high post finds Brunson. Kick out for Swantak. As South Courtright goes left to right, they have possession of the ball. They skip across the top of the zone for Metzko. Dribble drive off the glass. Again, short. Brunson, the rebound. He can't get it to go. Lamport fighting for it underneath the basket. And finally, Caleb Kane will rip it down for Lorenz. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. And now we're going to have an over and back called on Mason Weir as he kind of lost possession there as he got towards the pressure at midcourt. And then they had the call to give the ball back to South Courtright. 21 seconds to go in the first quarter. I actually think they got him for a carry there as he lost control of the ball. So South Courtright now looks like we'll play for the last shot of the first quarter. The shot clock is off. We're tied at 10. Down to 10 seconds to go. Lamport finds Metzko. Let's see if they can get into the offense here. Clock is down to 7. Lamport makes a move. Pull-up jumper, right side. Off the mark, no good. Lawrence, the rebound. Can Weir get off a shot? Half-court bomb is no good. And that'll do it. 10-10 at the end of the first quarter, tied between South Courtright and Lawrence. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowell from the Grasso Tournament in Lawrence tonight on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all of your financial needs. Visit any one of our offices and join our internet banking services at dnbd.net and use our mobile banking app by searching DNB Mobile Banking in your app store. DNBD, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter, boys tournament action from the Grasso Finals in Lawrence. It's 10-10 between Lawrence and South Courtright. Here's Caleb Kane from downtown off the bench, nails it for Lawrence, and the Leopards have a 13-10 lead. They're getting some good production out of guys that you wouldn't normally see that much on the score sheet as South Courtright comes back the other way. That's Kane with a three, and Sean Rockwell, even though a starter, doesn't score as much as some of the other big names for Lawrence, and he's got 6 points on 2 3-pointers. South Courtright will lose the ball on this possession, and Lawrence back the other way. Benjamin down low. It was stripped out of his hands, and the Zebra Crew saying the ball is going to go back here to the Rams. 7:23 to go, second quarter. Lawrence 13, South Courtright 10. Lamport down the court. Passes to the high post, and now back out for Porter. A long two-pointer is in for Brandon Porter, and he's a good shooter from the outside if they can get him going. Back to a one-point game. Lawrence 13 and SK 12. We're 1 minute into the second quarter in front of a packed house here tonight at LCS. To the top of the key now for Caleb Kane. They get it back into the hands of Mason Weir. Weir to the right side, bounce pass for Rockwell, down low for Wyckoff at the left block as Lawrence goes right to left, and now they'll say Wyckoff stepped out of bounds as he was double-teamed and tried to spin out, and the ball goes back to South Courtright. They're still looking for their first lead of the contest as they trail 13-12. Ty Lamport with 7 points. He came into tonight only needing 49 to get to 1,000. Lamport with a jumper left side, no good. The rebound is rocked back down the court. Lamport chasing it down and somehow got to it before it rolled over the end line. Good hustle there by the junior. Lamport brings it back up the floor, finds Porter left side, down low, here for Post, dumps it off, and off the glass for Lamport. He got it. Lamport with 9 off the assist there from Brett Post. And Courtright takes their first lead, 14-13, with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Still a little full court pressure here from Courtright. More just kind of shadowing the person who's bringing up the ball, not really looking for a steal, just making their lives hard. And now we're going to have a foul at midcourt as Weir tried to dribble through a double team, and that's going to be on Lamport. That will be his second after he took a charge early on. So let's see. Swantag is going to come to check in here for Lamport at the next whistle. 6 minutes to go before our halftime break. It's 14-13. Lawrence on top here of South Courtright in the Grasso Tournament Finals, live from Lawrence. Mason Weir at the top of the key. Courtright still in that 2-3 zone. Weir breaks through at the foul line, leaning jumper, and he got it to go. Mason Weir now with 4 points for Lawrence, and Lawrence leads Courtright 15-14. Lamport quickly down the floor, trying to go coast to coast, will miss the jumper, but Brett Post is there to clean it up. Outside for Porter, long three. That is no good, and Rockwell with the rebound. And Weir will walk it up the floor for Lawrence with 5.5 to go second quarter. Weir fires away, and this one is off the mark. Rebound for Wyckoff, and his jumper off the glass is good. Wyckoff for 2 points, and Lawrence ahead by three, 17-14, with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Courtright back the other way. Quickly down low for Brett Post. Up and in. Back to a one-point game. Lawrence 17, SK 16. 5 minutes to go before the halftime intermission break. Lawrence brings it up the floor with Weir in front of the scorer's table, left side, dribbles through a double team and into the corner, and now a traveling violation. Kind of late on the call as he jumped his way through that double team, and the South Courtright bench was jumping to the sky there for a travel, and they get it from the officials. 4:54 to go, second quarter, 17-16 the score. Lawrence on top of South Courtright. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO and also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Metzko, top of the key, gets into the paint, off the glass, and good. The kiss for Griff Metzko. His first bucket of the night gives SK an 18-17 lead with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Lawrence looking to break the press now. They're right at half court on the big Lawrence L with the leopard paw. Ahead for Monaco. His jumper is short, partially blocked. Ball is loose and picked up by the Rams. Metzko now is going to be fouled by Wyckoff as he brought it up the floor, and that one was unintentional there by Wyckoff, but it's still going to count, and that's going to be his second. 4:18 to go in the second quarter, and Courtright leads Lawrence 18-17. Basically what happened there was an outlet pass for Metzko, and he put on the brakes. Wyckoff was just trying to get back in transition, and he ran into him and got called for the foul. Metzko walks it up the floor here. Looks like he's taking charge of the ball handling duties. Quickly gets to the bucket there. A floater is no good. Out of bounds it goes as it's sliced over the line. And possession back to Lawrence. Haven't seen South Courtright work it around as much as they normally would. Seems to be a lot of quick shots early in the shot clock. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Lawrence brings it up the floor. They trail 18-17. Weir to the bucket. Little up and under move is no good. Monaco the rebound, and he's fouled as he tries to go up to the tin with the putback. And let's see who this foul is going to be on here for South Courtright. That's going to be on Brett Post, and he will have two fouls on him. So here's the team foul situation, folks, in the first half. South Courtright with 5, and Lawrence with 4, with 3:58 to go before halftime. Monaco to the charity stripe, up and in. So Monaco has 3. We're tied at 18. Boy, this one's living up to the hype so far, folks, just like it did last year in the sectional finals. Second shot for Monaco is up and in, and he has 4. 3:55 to go, second quarter, and Lawrence retakes the lead 19-18. Swantak over the half-court timeline for the Rams, gets it back up for Metzko. Metzko, a little dribble between the legs, goes to the right side as South Courtright is in the royal blue with the white trim going left to right. Down low on the baseline for Brett Post. For Andrew Post, up and in. There's the Post connection, brother to brother. He puts it home. And SK leads 20-19. A back-and-forth, lead-changing type of battle tonight so far in Lawrence. Here's Mason Weir into the paint. Finds some space. His jumper is no good. He's missed on the last few possessions. And now a home run pass from Metzko. Ahead for Porter. And he'll miss the chippy layup. Ball is loose on the floor, and Lawrence will come away. And now a foul on South Courtright as Lawrence brings it up the floor. And that one's going to be on Brett Post. This is going to be his third. Boy, that's a coach's nightmare. A guy has 2 fouls, and he takes a foul probably 50 to 60 feet from his own basket. Actually, no, they're going to bail him out on this one, and the foul will be on Ty Swantak instead of Post. It initially looked like they were going to whistle that one on Post, so I think the Rams dodge a bullet there. 3:05 to go in the second quarter. South Courtright leading Lawrence 20-19. Rockwell to the left side. The lefty's pass is intercepted by Metzko, and he's off to the races down the left side of the floor looking to push it. Metzko gets to the bucket, and the kiss is good there for Griff, and he's got 4 points. It's 22-19. Biggest lead of the contest now for the Rams with 2:45 to go before the halftime break. Here's Mason Weir, finds Rockwell over the timeline as the Leopards go right to left. Monaco now is stripped from behind, and a long pass ahead for Metzko. Metzko finds Brett Post, and he's blocked out of there by Monaco. A huge swat, and Lawrence back the other way, going right to left. Weir loses control of the ball, and now South Courtright will take a timeout as the ball was on the floor. Back and forth, folks. Absolutely crazy. A timeout by the Rams. 2:24 to go, second quarter. SK leads Lawrence 22-19. We'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:20 to go before the halftime break, and South Courtright leads Lawrence 22-19 in the Grasso Tournament Finals tonight here in Lawrence on CDO. South Courtright with the ball to the left side, and we'll have a foul on the play. The ball is going to go back to Lawrence, and this is going to be on Swantak. That's his second, as the sophomore just checked into the game and picked up two fouls. So 2:10 to go in the second quarter, and Swantak will come to the bench. 22-19. I should mention that tonight's game is made in part possible by the Lawrence Teachers Association. Supporting public education, the LTA is proud to be a sponsor of Lawrence Athletics. So on the foul, this is going to be the seventh team foul, so a 1-1 situation for Lawrence and Caleb Kane. Kane's first shot rattles home, and he's got four big points off the bench, and that cuts it to a 22-20 lead for Lawrence with 2:10 to go before halftime. Kane to the line. Second shot is up and in. Big foul shot there from Caleb Kane. The senior puts it home. It's 22-21. South Courtright leading. 2:05 to go, second quarter. Long pass ahead for Brunson. Breaks the press, up and in. Ari Brunson, his first bucket of the night there for the junior. And it's South Courtright 24, Lawrence 21. And now a traveling violation here against Mason Weir as he tried to kind of jump step through that double team at half court. And now Lawrence is going to take a timeout. So 1:55 to go in the second quarter. It's 24-21. South Courtright leading Lawrence in the Grasso Finals. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
1:55 to go in the second quarter, live from Lawrence Central School, the boys' Pat Grasso tournament final between South Courtright and Lawrence, and the Rams lead the Leopards 24-21. Lamport to the right side, a jumper is partially blocked, and Lawrence comes away with the ball. Fast break opportunity ahead, but Lawrence can't convert because South Courtright hustling back with Ty Lamport, knocking it out of play. Griff Metzko is going to check back into the contest here, as well as Andrew Post. Out of the timeout, head coach Bob Van Valkenburg had put in a couple of guys off the bench. Bruce Dunkel had checked in, as well as Noah Kanarak. And now Lawrence will get it in, and a fadeaway jumper there for Benjamin. And that's his first bucket of the night. Cuts it back to a one-point game as Lawrence just had the inbounds pass and got a free jumper. Metzko finds Post. Andrew Post back over for Porter. Left side jumper is good. A long two-pointer there for Brandon Porter. He has 4 points. Courtright leads 26-23 with 1:10 to go in the second quarter. Lawrence breaking the press as they go right to left. Looking to get it to the top of the key here for Mason Weir. Weir with the ball. Metzko almost picked his pocket from behind, but Weir with a good heads-up play keeps it, gets it down low. Right block there for Benjamin. It's swatted away out of bounds and will stay with Lawrence. So 56 seconds to go before halftime. Here's the team foul situation. 7 for South Courtright, 4 for Lawrence. So if Lawrence can get to the line, they'd have a 1-1. They get a nice inbound pass here for Weir, and a wide-open 3 is off the mark. Metzko with the rebound for the Rams, going left to right. Finds Porter on the left side in front of the packed stands here tonight at Lawrence Central School. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Shot clock is down to 20 for the Rams. They find Brett Post. Kicks it across for Metzko. Thought about a long three. Steps in. Now into the corner. Pull-up jumper is good for Andrew Post. He has 5 points. And Courtright with their biggest lead of the game, 28-23. 20 seconds to go before the halftime break. Lawrence looking for the last shot perhaps here of this first half. Rockwell finds Weir. He's standing at half court, sets up the offense, looking at his options. He wants a pick to the right side, gets it set, is going to drive to the hoop. Down low for Benjamin. His shot won't roll, and we'll have a whistle. It's going to be a foul, and Benjamin will go to the line with 3 seconds left. Boy, if Lawrence can get it down low, they certainly have the size advantage. It's been noticeable on the boards with some good second chance opportunities, but they haven't got as many as I thought maybe they would coming into this one. Benjamin to the line. First shot is up and in for Jared Benjamin, so he has 3 points, and it's South Courtright with a 28-24 lead. Second shot coming here for Benjamin. At the line is up and rattles it home. Gets the shooter's touch there, and he's got 4 points. 3 seconds left. We'll see if Courtright can get off a shot. They'll pass it ahead and out of bounds, but they'll say there's going to be less than 1 second left here on the clock. They actually got it to stop, so Lawrence is going to basically just have to throw it in and shoot. Let's see if they can even get one towards the bucket here. They're literally going to have less than a second. So they're going to try to just maybe throw it in and try to get a tip up and in. This one is tipped and out of play. So that's going to be our halftime score. South Courtright leading Lawrence 28-25 at the halftime break here in the Grasso Tournament Finals. This game living up to the hype so far, folks. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll get you the scoring summary and break this one down for you here live from Lawrence tonight. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO Sports.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabito Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch, and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabito. Energy for every part of life.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Bid farewell to 2015 and say hello to 2016 this New Year's at the Unadilla House on Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Stop into the newly renovated UH Tavern for a fine selection of craft beer on tap, as well as a variety of spirits, cans, and wine to choose from. The tavern menu is sure to satisfy your entire group. Burgers, sandwiches, homemade soups, salads, their famous crispy fries, and so much more. Need to eat late? The tavern kitchen is open until 10 p.m. The UH will feature a New Year's Eve buffet in the tavern starting at 10 p.m. with a champagne toast at midnight. The UH dining room will also be open for a fine dining experience. Call 369-4178 for reservations. Check out the full UH menu on their Facebook page. New Year's Day, the UH Tavern will open at 11 with their full lunch menu. Enjoy your first meal of 2016 at the Unadilla House on Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Call 369-4178 for more info. See you this New Year's at the UH.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
Thank you. Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards that the Penny Savers won recently, like first place, general excellence in New York State, second place, general excellence nationally, plus 14 more. And that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees, thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us, and the 75,000 plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull live tonight on WCDO as we are at our halftime break here between Lawrence and South Courtright in the Pat Grasso Tournament Finals. And welcome into our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, brought to you by Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And just want to welcome in all our listeners as well on WCDOsports.com. I know there's a lot of Lawrence and South Courtright fans who are out there listening, people who go away for the holidays as well as the winter season that are listening throughout the South. I know several in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida. They've been checking in from all over here tonight to listen to this contest. It's been absolutely great that we can bring you this game because, you know, it's not just the locals who are interested in this one. It's all the grandparents and friends and family, aunts and uncles who are interested in finding out how this one goes tonight. And, you know, if you were here, you might not be able to get a seat because it's absolutely packed here. They're sitting in the exit rows that where you'd come down the stairs to go up and down the bleachers. They're sitting in there. I'm pretty sure that's probably not allowed, but on nights like this, you can't really stop it. There's people standing in the corners. There's people standing in the doorways. It's really a fun atmosphere, and this is why we like to do these games here on CDO, because everybody's interested, whether you're a fan of the MAC, the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League, boys' games, girls' games. Everybody wants to know tonight who's going to win this contest, who's going to win the 2015 Grasso title. We're glad to be here to be a part of it. And we're also glad to be here thanks to the Lawrence Teachers Association. The LTA is supporting public education. They're proud to support all the students here at Lawrence. They've been a big supporter of the run last year when Lawrence won the Tri-Valley Championship for the boys, as well as the Section 4 Class D Championship, and went on to play New York Mills in the state quarterfinals. The LTA was there every step of the way. We appreciate their support. Again, the Lawrence Teachers Association supporting public education here in Lawrence. So let's go through our halftime scoring summary. Again, South Courtright leading 28-25. And first, the scoring summary for South Courtright. Ty Lamport with a game-high 9 points. Andrew Post with 5. Griff Metzko with 4, Brett Post with 2, Ari Brunson with 2, Ty Swantak with 2, and Brandon Porter with 4. That's the scoring summary for head coach Bob Van Valkenburg and his South Courtright Rams. On the other side for Lawrence, 6 points for Sean Rockwell, 5 for Caleb Kane, 4 for Anthony Monaco, 4 for Mason Weir, 4 for Jarrett Benjamin, 2 for Josh Wyckoff for the Andy Carr head coach Lawrence boys team. And if you came in and you said at halftime that Rockwell and Kane were going to be your high scorers, you might be thinking, boy, Lawrence is having a tough night. Of course, Monaco, Weir, and Benjamin all have 4. They're the guys that you normally see in the headlines. But Rockwell has come on this season. Yes, he's a senior, but if you've been following Lawrence, he's been putting up some nice double-digit games. He's a lefty. He can shoot. So he's certainly a talented guy, and he came right out of the gate tonight and hit 2 3-pointers. That certainly helped. Caleb Kane came in when Anthony Monaco got 2 fouls, and Kane came in, hit a big 3-pointer from the right side, and then got some free throws as well, and that was huge for a guy coming in just trying to make sure that you know, Monaco could get a couple of minutes of safety over on the bench, and to get a contribution like that is great. So you never know with Andy Carr. The guys he brings off the bench are also quality players, and they're going to be able to fill it up. And so South Court Red's going to have to be aware of everybody coming into the contest. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with the rest of our halftime report. Again, the score is South Court Red 28, Lawrence 25 in the Grasso Tournament Finals tonight here at Lawrence Central School on WCDO.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by, or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all of your financial needs. Visit any one of our offices and join our internet banking services at dnbd.net and use our mobile banking app by searching DNB Mobile Banking in your app store. DNBD, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito is delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Well, our halftime break is over as we get set for the start of the third quarter from the Pat Grasso Tournament Final. South Courtright boys leading Lawrence 28-25. We knew this was going to be a close game, and it has lived up to the billing so far here tonight. So South Courtright is in the royal blue with the white trim, says South Courtright in white lettering across the front of the uniform. They will go right to left here in the second half. Lawrence is in the home white uniforms with the red and the black trim, says Lawrence in red lettering across the front of the uniform. A little tongue twister there for me, folks. Start of the third quarter, South Courtright will have the ball. Ty Lamport at the top of the key, and we're back underway here. After the second half, we'll know who wins this battle of the two local Class D giants, South Courtright or Lawrence. Lamport finds Andrew Post, and now it's knocked out of bounds there by Anthony Monaco. Just got his fingertips on it and zipped out of play into the South Courtright bench. So Metzko is going to inbound the ball to Lamport at half court on the big Lawrence L. Will walk forward and finds Porter. Porter passes down low for Andrew Post, and he went into the land of the trees and doesn't come back out of there with the ball as it's stripped away there by Monaco. And now we are going left to right. We'll bring it down the right wing. Finds Monaco, far side for Rockwell. South Courtright keeping a close eye there on Rockwell as he has a team-high 6 points for Lawrence. Monaco steps in, back out for Weir. Long straightaway, three off the back iron, no good. Rebound, loose on the floor, and picked up here by Griff Metzko. Gets to half court, down the right side. Metzko in the paint, tries a little bounce pass there to Brett Post. It's tied up by Mason Weir, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession is going to go to Lawrence. Metzko with the right idea. And I think against, you know, 95% of the teams that South Courtright will play this year, that pass gets through and it's a wide open layup. But when you get these two teams battling it out like this that are so strong, sometimes those passes don't make it through. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. SK leading Lawrence 28-25. And to the far side it goes for Rockwell, but the pass from Weir is behind Rockwell, off his hands and out of play. And so the ball goes right back to the Rams. Both teams out of the locker room here. Didn't really get a warm-up in, just kind of used the whole time to sit in the locker room and get some wise words from both head coaches. And now a steal from Lawrence. Rockwell down the floor, and he lost the handle. Here comes Lamport into a track meet here, folks. Lamport in the paint. The jumper no good. Ball loose on the floor, and Porter's going to come away with it, and he's fouled. Porter was trying to kick it back out to get the offense started. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. This will be on Benjamin. That's his first foul. And he's lucky there because Monaco was right in on that double team as well, trying to take it from Porter. And he's got two, so you're trying to keep Monaco away from having three. He's the biggest guy out on the floor here for Lawrence, about 6'5". 6:35 to go, third quarter. Nobody scored yet in the second half. It's 28-25 Rams. Metzko trying to change that. A running floater is no good. Porter picks up the loose change. Has the basketball to the high post for Brett Post. Back out for Metzko. Deep three off the rim. No good. Lamport the rebound, and he gets it to go. First guy in double figures. Lamport has 11 with the right baseline jumper. And South Courtright has their biggest lead of the game, 30-25. Here's Rockwell down the left side. Bounce pass. Down low for Wyckoff. Up top for Weir again. He wants that three ball and cannot get it to go as it rims out. And another rebound here for Metzko. Went into the skyscraper territory down low, and Metzko, only standing about 5'7", came out with the basketball. Here's Porter to the right side as SK goes right to left. Lamport, another jumper, same spot. This time it won't go down. Ari Brunson picks up the basketball. Back to Lamport. He goes up, can't get it to go, and a rebound for Monaco. And now we'll have a whistle with 5:37 to go in this third quarter. And I think they're just calling a little break here because on that last possession, Metzko just got a finger in the eye as everybody was wrestling for that rebound, and they're just giving him a second here to go over and collect himself. Might be fixing a contact over in the eye. So 5:37 to go in this third quarter. Very nice here, the officiating crew, to take this moment to just give him a second to do this. So 5:37 to go in the third quarter. It's 30-25, South Courtright on top of Lawrence in the Grasso final. And now Metzko just is going over to, looks like he's actually going to get a little bit of water here to help out with the contact situation. If you wear contacts, folks, and you've ever been in an athletic activity where they get knocked out, it can be certainly hard to get it back in, hard to get your vision refocused, so we'll see what happens. 5:37 to go, third quarter. It's 30-25. South Courtright leading Lawrence. It's been a back-and-forth contest. Both teams sharing the lead at certain times. And it's been a real great game, kind of featuring the South Courtright guards going up against the big guys here for Lawrence. And the rebounding battle has been phenomenal because it's not like South Courtright is small. They have a lot of guys who are 6'1", 6'2". The difference, I think, with Lawrence and their big guys is that they have some guys who are 6'4", 6'5", and they have some muscle. They're guys who look like football players almost, who have hit the weight room and done a very nice job. So that's a tough guy to move around at the Class D level, that's for sure. So 5:37 to go, third quarter. Let's step away for 30 seconds here. It's 30-25. Actually, no, we'll keep it here, as it appears Metzko is okay. So 5:37 to go in the third quarter, and everything appears to be all good now with Griff Metzko. So we'll keep it right here, and hopefully he'll be able to get that vision back pretty quickly here. Very nice sportsmanship by both sides there to be able to take that little break to allow Metzko to fix that. 5.5 to go, third quarter. It's 30-25. Lawrence with the ball as they go left to right. Here's Weir going up against the 2-3 zone that the Rams have come out in and kept for this entire contest so far. Very active at the top of the 2-3. Monaco, baseline right side, backed into the corner, skips it across the zone for Rockwell. Down low for Wyckoff. Back up for Weir. Gets into the paint. Left elbow jumper. No good. It was short. Didn't have enough spice on that one. Rebound for the Rams and ahead for Porter. And Porter is up and in. He gets the right-handed layup to go. He's got 6 points. Biggest lead of the game for the Rams, 32-25. Weir gets it across half court for Rockwell. And now Mason Weir will put on the brakes. Look to slow things down, set up the offense. Kicks it over for Monaco. Deep three right side, and he got it. Anthony Monaco has 7 points, and it's back to a 32-28 ball game. That was a big bucket there for the Leopards. 4:40 to go, third quarter. SK with the 32-28 lead. Porter, right side jumper, about a 15-footer, no good, and Monaco rips down the rebound. He's looking for an outlet pass, and now it's going to be an up-and-down call. 4:28 to go here in the third. Monaco came down with it, had nowhere to go, lost his dribble, and tried to get back out of it, but no can do. South Courtright will get it in. Here's Brett Post, kicks it out for Porter. Three, right side, got it for Brandon Porter, and now he's got 9 points. And South Courtright leads Lawrence 35-28. Here's Weir across the timeline, into the paint, down low, looking for Wyckoff at the right block. His right-handed layup is no good. He's blocked on the rebound, but is fouled here by the Rams. 4:11 to go, third quarter. It's 35-28, and Josh Wyckoff, the junior, will go to the line. Wyckoff from a rich family tradition of athletes here at Lawrence Central School, dating all the way back to the eight-man football days, here when Coach Grasso was coaching eight-man football for the Leopards back in the 60s. So the family lines go deep here for Wyckoff, but he will miss his first free throw, second one coming. 4:11 to go in the third. Second shot for Wyckoff is in. So he has 3 points, and it's 35-29, a six-point lead for the Rams with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. And now a steal by Monaco as Lamport tried to pass it over top of the defense. Monaco trying to go coast to coast, and let's see what the call is. Going to be a block on South Courtright as Monaco got into the red paint. That's going to be on Lamport. I believe this is his third. Let's see. No, they're going to switch it here to Metzko. So Metzko, that will be his first foul. So that was close between Lamport and Metzko, but they gave it to Griff. Into the corner now for Rockwell. A three. That one rattles out halfway down before it pops up. Monaco, the rebound, and he's fouled and will go to the line. Not much you can do when Monaco brings that ball down. He's just got the muscle and the size to go back up, and he is fouled and will go to the line. So Monaco has 9 points. No, excuse me, seven, and he will be looking to add to it here with 3:50 to go in the third. It's 35-29. South Courtright on top of Lawrence. Monaco to the line. First one is in. Nothing but net there for Monaco, and he has 8 points. Very good-looking shot from the foul line here for Monaco. He was clutch all throughout their sectional run last year when the Leopards took home the Section 4 Class D championship title in a close win against South Courtright last year. Second shot up and good for Monaco. He's got 9. 4-point ball game. The Rams lead the Leopards 35-31. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Lamport to the left side. Finds Andrew Post. To the high post looking for Ty Swantek, and stolen away here by Mason Weir. Weir down the floor to the left side. Kick out for Rockwell, and the pass is too tall, and it skips out of bounds. You can't blame Weir. He's trying to find open guys and make things happen, but some of the passes tonight against this tough defense have been hard to find. 3.5 to go, third quarter. South Courtright leads 35-31. Lamport, that quick first step, tries to pass down low for Metzko. Knocked out of bounds, and it will go back to Lawrence. I think Lamport probably wishes he had that one back and could just shoot, because he would have had a nice, about an 8 to 10 foot jumper. Instead, tried the extra pass. That time it didn't work out. Now a steal at half court by Lamport and Porter as they tag team it, and the Rams come away with the ball. Here's Porter. Pull-up jumper, can't get it to go. That one rattled out, and now a rebound, and it's going to be a foul here on South Courtright. That one will be on Ty Swantek with 3:07 to go in the third. So here's the team foul situation. Courtright with 4, Lawrence with 1. And so Lawrence creeping towards the 1-1 here in the third quarter. Ball gets in here to Mason Weir. 35-31 is the score. Weir will walk it up the floor. Weir to half court, finds Benjamin down the right side as Lawrence goes left to right. Weir closely guarded here by Brandon Porter. It's still a 2-3 zone, but they are right in Weir's face. They always know where he is. Weir to the right side, trying to dribble all the way to the hoop. It's stripped out of bounds, and we'll go back to South Courtright. Weir, I think, looked like maybe he got tapped on the arm there, but the Zebra Crew doesn't call it. And the ball squirts out of bounds, and we'll go back here to the Rams. 2:40 to go, third quarter at South Courtright, 35. Lawrence, 31. Porter will bring the ball up the floor to Metzko, who finds Lamport in the corner, closely guarded by Monaco. Inside for Swiatek. His jumper is no good. Right in the middle of the paint, and Monaco skies for the rebound. And Weir will walk it up the floor. So Lawrence hanging around in this game, only down by four, despite South Courtright's attempt to make a little run. And now the pass from Weir to Monaco through his hands and is knifed out of bounds. Boy, and that one is just Monaco was thinking about the next step before he had the ball in his hands. Went right through and out of bounds. That's the kind of night it can be sometimes. 2:15 to go in the third. It's SK 35, Lawrence 31, the Grasso Tournament Finals. Step in lefty jumper for Lamport is good from that left wing, and he's got 13. Nice job there by Ty Lamport, a silky smooth-looking shot. 37-31 the score. Courtright on top of Lawrence with 1:55 to go in the third. They get the ball to Benjamin. Now back out for Weir. Monaco has gone to the bench, and Caleb Kane has come back in. Now Rockwell to the left side. Skips it across for Weir. Top of the zone. Three ball off the back rim. No good. And a rebound now for Rockwell. His jumper. That one is short. Skying for the rebound is South Courtright. And now we'll have a foul. Rockwell went in and tried to steal it away from Lamport. And they're going to call the foul there on the reach-in on Rockwell. That's his first. So the team foul situation is four for SK and two now for Lawrence. 1:36 to go in the third. South Courtright leads 37-31. And now Weir trying to get a steal. He ran all the way back from half court. Brandon Porter thought there was no pressure. He knocked it out of his hands. Ball went out of bounds and stays with South Courtright. So now Metzko will bring it up the floor. Metzko finds Porter. Porter to the left side. Lamport kicks it back up to Metzko as they click some time off the clock. Metzko into the paint, running floater, can't get it to go down, ball loose on the floor, out of bounds, and we'll stay with South Courtright as that one just ricocheted off of Mason Weir's foot and out of play. 1:16 to go here in the third. 37-31 is the score. So now the officials are going to have a quick talk here about the reset on the shot clock as it was kicked out of bounds. So they're going to talk this one over. 1:16 to go in the third. It's 37-31. South Courtright on top. So are they going to reset the shot clock or not? Yes, they will. So they'll have a fresh 35 to deal with here. The Rams are on top of the Leopards in the Grasso Tournament Finals. Here's Brandon Porter. A three ball from the right side. Draws nothing but air. And he's going to come out now as the ball is out of bounds. And back to Lawrence. So Porter's going to come out and have a quick word here with head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. With 1:08 to go here in the third. Caleb Kane will get it into Mason Weir. Weir will look to walk it up the floor to the left side. Little pressure coming here from the Rams at half court. Benjamin now to the left side for Rockwell. Rockwell for a three. No good. Hit the glass. Bounces into the red paint. Lamport picks up the loose change. Trying to go coast to coast. Passes back out for Metzko. Thought about a three. Now pulls in. Two-pointer from the foul line. Is off the mark. No good. And Lawrence with the rebound. A tough shooting third quarter for both of these teams. 40 seconds to go. Third quarter. Lawrence brings it up the floor with Mason Weir. They trail 37-31. Weir at the top of the key. Looking to get into the offense here. This would be a big bucket for Lawrence if they can get it to cap off the third quarter. Back for Weir. On the right side. Weir quickly double-teamed. He passes for Rockwell. Little give-and-go back to Weir. Into the paint. The two-pointer is off the mark, and he's fouled. That's the 15th foul on South Courtright. Weir's going to go to the line as he was in the act of shooting. So 17 seconds to go. Third quarter, it's 37-31. Weir will go to the line for two. This could be big. If you're Lawrence, you can cut it back to 37-33 here. If you can get two shots and then hold them, that would be big. First one is in for Mason Weir. He's got five. Weir was upset with the way he shot the ball from the line last night, so he came to the gym early this morning and shot 100 foul shots. So here's a guy who really cares about these at the line. The second one is good, and they pay off there. That morning hard work, and he goes two for two from the line at 37-33. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Courtright playing for the last shot of this third frame. Lamport with 8 seconds on the clock. Passes to the far side. Here for Tom Newman. Newman just checked into the game. Finds Griff Metzko all the way to the hoop. He's not fouled there somehow as he went into the land of the trees. Looked like he got hammered, but no call. That's going to do it for the third quarter. 37-33. South Court right on top of Lawrence. Fourth quarter of the Grasso Tournament Final coming up. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter live from Lawrence Central School. Standing room only here, folks, as we start the fourth quarter for the Grasso Tournament title. South Courtright leading the Lawrence boys 37-33. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Lamport to the right side here, wants a three-pointer, steps in, foot on the line, shot is off, no good, and Benjamin skies for the rebound. Lawrence has the ball, and now a steal by Lamport. Lamport down the left side, and Weir with the foul. 7:42 to go in the fourth quarter, and a nice steal there by Lamport. And Weir just trying to play some good defense, got in his way, and the foul there. Team foul situation here in the fourth quarter. 5 for visiting South Courtright and 3 for the home team, the Lawrence Leopards. 7:42 to go in this fourth quarter. 37-33 the score. South Courtright in the royal blue with the white trim here, going up against Lawrence with the white uniforms with the red and the black trim. Courtright is going right to left. They get it down low. Lamport finds Brett Post off the glass and in. He was wide open. A great backdoor pass by Lamport. 6-point lead now for South Courtright, 39-33. Monaco will bring it up the floor and finds Benjamin right at half court. They're looking to get the ball into the hands of Mason Weir on the right side. 2-3 zone still for South Courtright from the looks. Monaco to the left side. Outside the 3-point line, picks up his dribble and finds Rockwell. Rockwell with 15, ticks left on the shot clock, finds Weir. Weir to the left side. Back out for Rockwell. D3. That one off the back rim. No good. Monaco finds the rebound. Ahead for Wyckoff. And then the little guy, Griff Metzko, comes in for the steal. I shouldn't say he's little, but compared to Wyckoff, who's 6'4", Metzko takes it away. Running jumper here is off the mark. No good. And now Monaco with another rebound here. Dribbles it ahead and has his pocket picked. It's crazy, folks. A steal by South Courtright. Here's Lamport. 360 fadeaway off the mark. And Lamport can't get it to go. And now a rebound for Lawrence. End-to-end action here at LCS tonight. Rockwell has the ball, and now it's stolen again by Metzko. Ahead for Lamport. Down the right side, and he's fouled. And we'll have a whistle. Both sides on their feet for the effort there. One team would get a steal, another team would get a steal back. Bodies flying on the floor. And South Courtright comes away with the ball after the foul. 6.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's crazy here for the Grasso Final, folks. South Courtright boys leading 39-33. Metzko gets it in into the left corner. Outside the three-point line, dribble drive, passes off for Lamport, 360 off the glass and in. Gets the kiss to go, and he's got 15. It's 41-33 with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. South Courtright leading Lawrence. The home team trying to get a comeback here for the Grasso Final. Monaco to the left side. Monaco going up against Mason Weir. Passes over to the far side, back for Monaco. 3 ball off the back rim, no good. And a rebound here for Brett Post, and South Courtright will walk it up the floor. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. South Courtright with this 41-33 lead. Jump step here for Lamport. They'll say he traveled, and everybody in the gym disagreeing with that, I think, on both sides. Lamport made the basket, but it's taken away after the travel violation. 5:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Lauren still has life. They trail 41-33 and plenty of time if they can get on a run. Monaco to the left side as Lawrence goes left to right. Weir up the floor, closely guarded here by Porter and Lamport at the top of the key. Weir for three right side. Can't get it to go down. Boy, that one looked like it was pure. And then South Courtright with the rebound. Lamport down the floor, pull-up jumper off the back rim, and Monaco will rebound. And we're off to the races once again, folks. Left side for Weir, and he'll walk it up the floor now and put on the brakes and bark out some signals. Back to Monaco, down low, Wyckoff, jumper, got it. Josh Wyckoff now with five, and head coach Andy Carr for Lawrence wants a timeout. Six-point lead for the Rams, 41-35 with 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll step away here on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Sign Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert Sign Care Associates.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We welcome you in courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. And a reminder that our game tonight is also brought to you by the LTA, the Lawrence Teachers Association, supporting public education here in Lawrence and a proud supporter of Leopards Athletics. South Courtright leads 41-35 with 5 minutes left, and here's Lamport out of the timeout with a jumper. It's good. He's got 17, just found a hole right into the paint and put it home. It's 43-35. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Weir with the ball down the right side. He has just not been able to find the shot here in the second half. He's had some good looks, just some nights they don't go down. Here's Monaco, running jumper, and he gets it to go. Monaco now with 11, first Leopard into double digits, and a timeout here for Lawrence. South Courtright 43, and Lawrence 37 with 4:43 to go in the fourth. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. The Leopards looking for a stop as South Courtright out of the timeout brings it up the floor. Finals of the Grasso tournament for the boys. It's 43-37 South Courtright on top of Lawrence. Ball on the baseline. And that one is kicked out of bounds and will stay with South Courtright with 4:28 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. I'll take you the rest of the way here on CDO. The Rams looking to get the ball in underneath the basket. They find a wide-open Brandon Porter, and he's fouled as he shoots, and I believe that was a three-pointer. Boy, it looked like a really clean block, too, and Porter is going to go to the line. And let's see if he's going to get two or three here. So the foul is going to be on Rockwell, and he's going to shoot three. So Porter, who is a good shooter with 9 points, will go to the line. He'll be shooting three here for the Rams as he was just behind that three-point arc down in the left quarter. First shot coming here for Brandon Porter is up and in. So he's into double figures. He has 10. South Courtright leads Lawrence 44-37 with 4:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Second shot coming for South Courtright's Brandon Porter. Just a junior to the line. Second shot is in. Nothing but net there. You can hear the tickle of the twine as it goes down, and it's 45-37. Courtright on top of Lawrence. Boys action here in the Grosso Tournament Finals tonight. Third and final shot for Porter. And he gets that one to rattle home. So Porter has 12. So it's Lamport with 17, Porter with 12 to lead the Rams. And it's South Courtright 46, Lawrence 37. Rockwell in front of his own bench as Lawrence goes left to right, sliced out of his hands, and will remain with the Leopards. So Lawrence needs a bucket here to try to stay in this contest here, as they still have time, but the clock will soon become their enemy. They work it into Monaco. Monaco will hand it back off for Weir. Lamport sliced a hand in there. It was tipped out of bounds and rolled out of action. Will stay with the Leopards, though. 4:14 to go. South Courtright with a 46-37 lead. Lawrence with the ball going left to right. Top of the key for Benjamin. Finds Weir. Dribble drive. Kick out for Monaco. Three ball is short. Not enough mustard on that one. Out of bounds. And let's see where the rebound and possession goes. It will stay with Lawrence underneath the basket. So they'll be inbounding at the left block. They get it in for Benjamin. Back out for Weir. Pump fakes on the three. Dribble drive across the top of the zone for Rockwell. Three ball. No good. And a rebound for South Courtright. Here's Brett Post. Off to the races. Off the glass and in. Brett Post gets it to go. And he has 6 points. And South Courtright leads 48-37 with 3:45 to go in the fourth. Weir with a pass down low for Benjamin. On the baseline, left side, stolen away here by Lamport. Lamport to the right side, and the layup is in, and he's fouled. Lamport's going to go to the line. He's got 19, and Monaco is whistled for the wrist check. And South Courtright now leads 50-37. Things starting to get away here from Lawrence with 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter, and now a timeout for head coach Andy Carr. So South Courtright leads 50-37 with 3:35 to go fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Isn't it frustrating when you can't find a gift for that person who has everything? Well, I have the answer. A gift card from Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney. Everyone loves Roma's, friends, family, and coworkers. And through Christmas Eve, buy a $50 gift card and get a $20 gift card absolutely free. Remember Roma's for your holiday gatherings and catering needs, too. So stop in today and finish that Christmas shopping and save some cash, too. Remember, buy a $50 gift card and receive a $20 gift card free. Now through Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Roma's, Union Street in Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Ty Lamport for South Courtright to the line. He's trying to finish off the old-fashioned three-point play. He had a breakaway steal, had the layup, was fouled, and looking to complete the three-point play, he will. So Lamport has 20 points. South Courtright leads Lawrence 51-37 with 3:35 to go here in the finals of the Grasso Tournament. Monaco to the right side. Dribble drive for Lawrence. He gets tied up. Gets it back. Shot off the rebound. No good. And out of bounds. And will stay with the Leopards. And so the Leopards will inbound with Monaco with 3:22 to go fourth quarter. Again, 51-37. As Lawrence has just not shot the ball very well in the second half. And here's a drive for Weir. That one is no good. Gets his own rebound. And now stolen away by Metzko. And they'll whistle a foul here on Griff Metzko. Looked like he had picked him clean, but the Zebra Crew says otherwise. 3:14 to go, fourth quarter. And Weir will go to the line. No, they'll say it was on the floor. Wasn't sure if he had gotten it up in time for a shot. As the team foul situation is 6 for each team. Here's Weir in the corner. Can't get the 3 to go. You know, if Mason Weir has a better shooting night, this is definitely a close, maybe tie ball game. And he's going to have plenty of those nights down the road. It just didn't fall for him tonight. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 51-37. Here's Lamport out for Metzko. Metzko taking his time here with 15 on the shot clock. South Courtright going right to left. Metzko with the drive off the glass and in. for Griff Metzko. He's got 6 points, and Courtright leads 53-37. Weir up the floor. Little 360 spin move, finds Monaco, picks up the dribble, and finds Rockwell. A three, the lefty from the right side is off the mark, and Metzko will have the rebound, and he quickly just gets the ball to half court and then puts on the brakes and is willing to just chew up some clock with 2:20 to go. South Courtright leading Lawrence 53-37. Post-game show will be coming up in just a few minutes, folks. We'll also get you the all-tournament team. Lamport into the low post. Kick out for Porter. His jumper no good. And Wyckoff rips down a rebound here for Lawrence. And the Leopards pushing it ahead with Monaco. Monaco, like a bull in a china shop, into the low post. And he's fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. 2:03 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Anthony Monaco with a team-high 11 points will go to the line to try to add to that. It's South Courtright 53, Lawrence 37 in the Grasso Tournament Final here tonight. First shot is up and in for Monaco. And again, I think if Lawrence just has one of their normal shooting nights, this is a much closer game, but I think you also have to give some credit to the South Courtright defense, who was very, very scrappy in their face. Monaco misses the second shot. And Post with the rebound. Andrew Post pulls it down, and Lamport again will walk it up the floor with a minute 55 to go, fourth quarter. Lamport into the post. Finger roll. Got it. Lamport with 22, and South Courtright leads 55-38. They've gotten a healthy dose of Ty Lamport tonight, maybe on his way to MVP honors. Weir tries the pass down low, and again intercepted here by South Courtright. They'll walk it up the floor. Here's Metzko to the right side. Trying to go to the hoop, and now we'll leave it off, and they'll say he's fouled. As Metzko was curling around down the right wing, he was fouled as he tried to dump one off there to Brett Post. So this will be a one-and-one opportunity here for Griff Metzko. Got to give him some credit. He took a heck of a shot to the eye there and had to fix his contact there in the third quarter, and we'll fight through that here tonight. You could kind of see all throughout the quarter and into the fourth quarter that he was trying to get his eye back in focus with that contact, and appears to have done that. Metzko to the line. First shot is off the mark. No good. And so the 1-1 will get the ball back into live play, and Lawrence brings it down. South Courtright leading 55-38 with a minute 25 to go. Rockwell with a jumper. No good. Monaco, the rebound. He's fouled and will go to the line as he couldn't get the put back to go. So a minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. Monaco back to the line. Again, our post-game show, we'll have our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance, as well as announcing who the tournament has selected for their All-Stars and the MVP. Monaco now frustrated as he misses the first foul shot here. It's just not been the night here for Lawrence, but you can bet that these two teams might see each other down the road, that's for sure. Lawrence will take a timeout with 1:20 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step away. I'm Nate Lull. The score is South Courtright 55, Lawrence 38 on WCDO.
This is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:20 to go in the fourth quarter, live from Lawrence Central School. Nate Lull with you on CDO, and the South Courtright boys in control, 55-38 over Lawrence. Anthony Monaco to our right at the foul line for Lawrence, up and in. So Monaco has 13, and it's now a 55-39 lead for Courtright over Lawrence. Two Class D powerhouses doing battle here for the Grasso Tournament Final here tonight. And it looks like the visitors might come out on top in this round of this historic matchup. Metzko at the top of the key with 1 minute to go. Setting up the offense here and burning some time. There's 15 on the shot clock. Here's Lamport with a game-high 22 points. 10 on the shot clock now. Lamport came into tonight's contest just 49 away from 1,000, and he puts up 22 tonight. Down low, Lamport finds Brett Post, and he can't get it to go. So it does look like Lamport in his next game could hit that 1,000 mark. Here's Weir, pull up three. This one is short, and that's been the kind of night it's been for the Leopards shooting the ball. And a rebound for Metzko, and the Rams fans to their feet applauding this effort here tonight on the road for the South Courtright Rams. 25 seconds to go. Fourth quarter, it's 55-39. Lamport with the ball and a South Courtright lead. Metzko to the top of the key. Closely guarded here by Monaco. Monaco flips it away from him, but Metzko will trace it back down in the backcourt. Ahead for Lamport. He takes it to the bucket. Can't get it to go. 5 seconds left as the ball rolls out of bounds and will stay with South Courtright. And so it appears that the Rams will walk away with a 55-39 lead and a victory here tonight, unless they score here on this last possession as people start to head for the exits in this absolutely packed gymnasium at Lawrence Central School. Metzko with the home run pass into the backcourt. That'll chew up the remaining time. And the Rams win the 2015 Pat Grasso Tournament. South Courtright over Lawrence, 55-39. We'll be back with the postgame show coming up. I'm Nate Lowell on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Lawrence Central School as the South Courtright boys get a 55-39 victory in the Pat Grasso Tournament Finals. And Ty Lamport and Griff Metzko are at half court to accept the winning trophy from head coach Pat Grasso himself, longtime coach here at Lawrence Central School since the 1960s. He's still around, still helps out in the athletic department, and does an absolutely great job. So let's go through our all-tournament team here. It's being announced. Mason Weir is going to make the all-tournament team here from Lawrence. Great job in the opening round for Mason Weir, just an all-around great player. And Jarrett Benjamin is going to make the all-tournament team here as well for Lawrence as he comes up to accept his award. Let's see who is next on the list.
From Lawrence, Anthony Monaco.
Anthony Monaco will be named to the all-tournament team here for Lawrence. And he'll come up and get his plaque from Coach Grasso. Tough loss here tonight for Lawrence, but they will be back for sure. Metzko is going to make the all-tournament team here for South Courtright. She comes up to receive his plaque. Just a great second half for Griff, fighting back after being poked in the eye there and really just leading the team. And the MVP here tonight from South Courtright. Let's see who it is. Lamport, no question on that one. I didn't want to jump the gun. You never know. But 22 points tonight for Lamport as he averages in the 20s for the tournament. Excellent job here for Ty Lamport. Again, he needed 49 to get to 1,000. He puts down 22 tonight. So I'm sure in the next contest or two, he's going to have a chance to get that. So that's the all-tournament team there from Lawrence. Mason Weir, Jarrett Benjamin, as well as Anthony Monaco. Metzko makes the all-tournament team for South Courtright. And Ty Lamport is your most valuable player here for the South Courtright Rams. A 55-39 victory here tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do our scoring summary and our three WCDO awards tonight. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO Sports.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this basketball season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this basketball season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Lawrence Central School. Our final tonight, the South Courtright boys defeating Lawrence 55-39 for the 2015 Pat Grasso Tournament title. I'm sure we'll see these two teams down the road once again, and it should be a lot of fun. Two powerhouse Class D teams. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Lawrence, they're led by 13 points from Anthony Monaco, 6 points from Mason Weir, 6 from Sean Rockwell, 5 from Caleb Kane, 5 from Josh Wyckoff, 4 from Jarrett Benjamin. That's the scoring summary for Lawrence here tonight. For South Courtright, 22 points, a game high for Ty Lamport, 12 from Brandon Porter, 6 from Griff Metzko, 6 from Brett Post, 5 from Andrew Post, 2 for Ari Brunson, and 2 for Ty Swantak for head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. And let's do our three awards here tonight. Starting off, finally, with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think there's no question Ty Lamport from South Courtright, he gets the tournament MVP. He will also get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. Our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that award to Anthony Monaco tonight from Lawrence. I thought he did a nice job down low, rebounding the ball and dealing with some of the South Courtright big guys. And he put up a team-high 13 points. Anthony Monaco tonight, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner. And our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Griff Metzko tonight from South Courtright. Metzko with 6 points. He made the all-tournament team. I just thought he does a little bit of everything. He can bring the ball up the floor, deal with the press, keep everybody calm, cool, and collected. He can score. He can get to the rim. He can rebound. He's just an athletic player. And I give him the all-purpose because after he took that shot in the eye, it was certainly tough. He was able to just take a quick break, check back into the game, and really help at that point South Courtright build a little bit of a lead and put this thing away in the fourth quarter. So Griff Metzko is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Again, our final, South Courtright 55, Lawrence 39. They win the Grasso tournament here tonight. We'll be back next week, and you can always check out WCDOsports.com to see which games we'll be at, or follow me on Twitter. We'll have a ton of different updates there for games throughout the Tri-County area. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios, and a thank you to everyone here at Lawrence, especially the Lawrence Teachers Association, supporting public education for help sponsoring tonight's broadcast. Again, the final, South Courtright 55, Lawrence 39. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night and Happy New Year from WCDO Sports.